time I trotted the north turn, I passed the low chain-link fence where I'd stood as a sixth grader and watched Oregon's first sub-4-minute man, Jim Bailey, hurtle by, his spikes making a wonderful gnashing sound on the moist cinders, his expression inward, controlled, alien to the wondering boy. That was where my hunger began. From then on, I wanted to run farther, to train more, to consume myself in transforming work, and so, like Bailey, to win. I felt Bowerman's eyes. I should have avoided this ignominy somehow. I was hardly new to his ways. At North Eugene High, I'd been coached by Bob Newland, who had high-jumped and coached with him. Had it not been for Newland, I doubt that I would have survived to have any confrontations with Bowerman. I never won because I was late in maturing, not breaking 5 minutes for the mile until my junior year, and because teammates Harlan Andrews and Dave Dubner won successive state 880 and mile championships. Newland gently led me to see the merit of honest effort, of a race being a way to measure my hard-earned progress apart from winning, and so I had endured. I also knew Bowerman was adamant about enforcing his principles because I was friends with his middle son, Jay. Bill Bowerman knew me as a skinny kid who helped Jay chop Christmas trees from their woods long before I improved enough to get his attention as a runner.